stood back, stand out, lit by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Hour number two here on this Hump Day Wednesday, August 21st, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Kind of an interesting short story. Who's running the state of Michigan right now? Yesterday, last night, Governor Gretchen Whitmer was seen at the Democratic National Convention. Her Lieutenant Governor, Garland Gilchrist, took a picture from the convention floor. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson also posted pictures from the convention in Chicago with Senator Mallory McMorrow of Royal Oak. In addition, Attorney General Dana Nessel was hosting a roundtable with other attorney generals as she prepared for a convention speech she's planning to give later this week. Senate President Pro Tem Jeremy Moss and the House Speaker Joe Tate were also in Chicago, as evidenced by a picture that MERS News Service posted on their website. So who's actually running the state of Michigan right now? Well, according to Article 26 of the Michigan State Constitution, if the governor is out of the state, the lieutenant governor assumes the duties of governor. If the lieutenant governor is also out, it then falls to the Secretary of State. If the Secretary of State is out of the state, it falls then to the Attorney General. The Attorney General is out, it falls to the President Pro Tem of the Senate. If that person is out, it falls to the Speaker of the House. So after that point, the governor has a line of succession that's appointed early in a term. So here's the order in which she has assigned responsibility. State Treasurer Rachel Eubanks, former Lieutenant Governor John Cherry, Wayne County Executive Warren Evans, Huntington National Bank Chairman Gary Targow, and then U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow. It's only one problem. They were all in Chicago as well. State Representative Jen Hill, Democrat from Marquette, confirmed on her X account when she responded to former Michigan Democratic Party Chairman Mark Brewer over X posts. When she chatted with Gilchrist in Nagani last week, he confirmed Eubanks, the state treasurer, would be acting as governor while all these other people go to the convention in Chicago. Did she not get the message? Rachel, you're supposed to be back here acting as governor of the state of Michigan. What is wrong with you, girl? Oh, that's funny. So I'm sure she's probably back on a bus, back on a car somewhere, coming back into the UP to get physically inside the state borders, I'm sure. Yeah, that's it. I'm absolutely sure of it. But right now, nobody's running the state of Michigan. Actually, that might be a good thing. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Folks out there that own firearms are looking to buy a new or used gun or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. This segment actually brought to you by Epoxy Pro. You just heard the commercial for them. Great product to put on your concrete floors. Seal them. Easy to maintain. One and done. Once you apply this product, folks, those floors are done forever. you will sell this property, you will retire, you'll move, you'll do whatever you're going to do. Those floors will be there forever. This product is phenomenal. You can watch the video, how to prep the floor, how to apply it yourself, do it yourself. Kits are available, or you can have it professionally installed for you. If you're interested, text me EP for Epoxy Pro, and I'll send you the information. Great product, great sponsor. They've been doing this for 38 years. This product is absolutely rock solid. It has the Trucker Randy seal of endorsement. Absolutely support this product. You need it on your concrete floors. You will love it. Again, text me EP and I'll send you the information. Breaking news story coming out of Gateway Pundit. Jim Hoft, the publisher of it, reported at 7:45 this morning, there's a reported communications happening. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will drop out and endorse Donald Trump this Friday. Sources close to Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s campaign have reportedly confirmed that an endorsement of Donald Trump will be official, made this Friday in Los Angeles. Yesterday, RFK Jr.'s running mate, Nicole Shanahan, announced that they are contemplating dropping out of the presidential race to endorse Donald Trump. This discussion comes in the face of relentless sabotage from the Democrat Party, which has resorted to underhanded tactics to dismantle their campaign. During her interview, Shanahan expressed frustration over the many obstacles the Democrat Party have put forward and what they have faced. Now, this is interesting, folks, because I talked about it on yesterday's show. Last Friday, August 16th, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson's election director, Jonathan Brader, came out and announced that they were going to remove Cornel West, the Green Party candidate, from being on the ballot here in Michigan on November 5th. He, of course, is contemplating a lawsuit trying to remain and stay on the ballot. But they're saying he's disqualified because the way his affidavit of identity was not properly notarized out in the state of Colorado. They want to remove West from the ballot because, as a Muslim sympathizer, a person who totally supports Palestine, the Palestinian people, is going to cause 250,000 votes to be pulled from the Muslim community there in Dearborn area, the Hamtramck area, other areas of the Muslim population. If they lose that vote, if Biden-Harris, the Democrat machine, that's what I'm calling him. It's Biden-Harris. It's not Harris-Waltz. It's Biden-Harris. The policies that she's been part of is Biden. And those policies is what they need to be held accountable for. Well, one of those policies is the Israel-Palestinian war. And if the Muslims vote for West and not Harris, she loses Michigan. So, what has Jocelyn Benson been told to do? Kick him off the ballot. Well, now we're finding out they're doing similar things to Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s campaign. So, the path that they're looking at, the Kennedy campaign, either continue their campaign and risk splitting the vote, potentially paving the way for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz to get into the White House, or simply drop out and join forces with Donald Trump. We are looking at the two options. And the one that is coming to us as being the more clear one, is that if we stay in forming a new party, we run the risk of Kamala Harris and Walz's presidency because we drew votes from Donald Trump. We draw more votes from Trump than we do Harris. Or do we drop out, walk away from our campaign, and join forces with Donald Trump? We walk into a new situation where we can be part of the discussion. Shanahan went on to describe tactical and tyrannical Democrat Party tactics that they basically have used to try to destroy the Kennedy campaign. They've banned us. They've kept us off stages. They've even used lawfare against us, sued us in every possible state that they could, and they even planted insiders into our campaign to get information, inside information, back to the Democrat Party. Well, it's expected to be announced officially this Friday at a rally in Los Angeles. Donald Trump is going to L.A. Kennedy, who has been a staunch advocate for medical freedom and transparency, totally against the vaccines, may be eyeing a top position within the Trump administration. Perhaps leading the National Institutes of Health, or even possibly seeking the attorney general slot, one that his iconic father once held. As you remember, when John F. Kennedy was president back in the 60s, Robert Kennedy, his father, was the attorney general. Who did Robert Kennedy go after? The FBI. The mafia. Union bosses. This is his potential legacy, would be to pass the torch to his son, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., under a new Donald Trump's administration. Now, Jim Hoff of the Gateway Pundit said, I started reaching out to some of my contacts, and I was able to confirm that Robert F. Kennedy is going to be, in fact, endorsing President Trump this Friday in Los Angeles. I was given other details, but not going to give those out at this time because of the timing of it and the way they want to make the announcement. However, from inside the RFK Jr. campaign, very, very trusted source told me and said, I've also had sources very close to his campaign high up that have told me that he has been gunning for the head of the EPA. Oh, man, that's another good position. Environmental Protection Agency. The head of the National Institutes of Health, or even the Attorney General slot. Family history, family tradition, a post his father held under his uncle. Folks, this is potentially huge. And I said this months ago, before Donald Trump picked J.D. Vance for vice president. The problem is Kennedy's positions on other things that are totally against Donald Trump's platform. But one of the things they do agree on, and I'm sure have in common, is their absolute hatred of the FBI. Many people believe, I believe it, having been to Daley Plaza myself in person, Vicky and I stood underneath the sixth floor window of the Book Depository building. We walked around Daley Plaza. I had Vicky stand and the road where the yellow X marks the spot that fatal shot that came from the front that blew the back of Kennedy's head off, where his skull cap was found 35, 40 feet into the grass of that park. I stood behind the grassy knoll, the fence. I climbed the few steps from the sidewalk. I walked up, got behind the fence row. I had Vicky stand on the yellow X. Folks, that was an iron shot. Iron sights without a scope could have been done easily. Anybody that knows how to shoot a rifle could have made that shot. That's how close it was. That's how simple it was. And it was kind of interesting. The day we were there, two off-duty police officers were already standing behind that fence when I got there. Big dudes. I don't know if they were state troopers or who they were, but they're standing there, and I'm like, hey, guys, what's up? Well, just standing here looking at the shot. I go, yep, I'm all the way from Michigan wanting to look at the same thing. Both of them confirmed anybody that's ever been a deer hunter, anybody that knows how to shoot a rifle could have easily made that shot. And I'm like, Vic, I mean, she was so close, I could literally yell out to her, and not that loud, go out, honey, and stand on the X. I took her picture. I don't know if it's still on my phone or not, but I took a picture. This is a few years ago. Clear as a bell, folks. Well, the FBI was behind it. The CIA, they believe, others, the mafia. There's all kinds of theories out there as to who wanted John F. Kennedy gone. You imagine Donald Trump, President of the United States, appointing Robert F. Kennedy as his attorney general to go after the FBI, the CIA, to get this all cleaned up in Washington Secret Service, the people that failed, causing him almost to be assassinated. The Democrats in the swamp in Washington, D.C. are going to absolutely freak out when this happens. And I find it very interesting that Donald Trump is going to Los Angeles, California on Friday. He said he was going to go to California. I never thought he'd go to the belly of the beast. L.A. County. And Robert Kennedy, who I believe lives there, is going to be joining him on Friday, making this announcement. If this happens, this will absolutely be a paradigm shift in this election. Kennedy dropping out as an independent after being totally, totally shunned from the Democrat Party. They don't want him anywhere near the convention. They didn't want him anywhere near their nomination, so he had to run as an independent. Many signs. I've seen the Kennedy signs. I've seen them here in Antrim County. If those votes shift to Donald Trump, this could be the absolute game changer we're looking for. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source. You're a